We have reached the end zone here on Crossing the Goal. It's a time for each of these guys to get their last word in on today's topic, courage. Peter?
Thanks, Brian. I want to challenge each viewer to dare to believe. To believe that you're called to greatness. And because you've been called by God to greatness, He has the power you need to rise to that level. You're not the exception. You're not in such a pit or in such a place that you'll never be able to rise to where God can raise you by His power. The Lord loves faith. He's pleased with those who lean into Him and to trust Him. And if you do that, He'll take you to precisely the place that He's made you to go.
That's a great point, Peter. And I want to build upon it. Each of us are asking ourselves, if we're going to get into the game, if we're going to pursue greatness, what are we going to do? And I think if we look into our lives and we look back at what God, the path that God has led us on, we may just find the answer to that. Maybe in your past you've had an issue with abortion or alcoholism. Maybe it's been pornography. For me, my life was radically transformed in college. And so I've turned my attention back to the college campus. Look into your own life and see, is there an area that you can look at and say, this is an area that needs the touch of Jesus Christ? And then give yourself to that. Because if you apply yourself through prayer and effort, you can make the world a better place. You can transform it. In fact, that's what the world is waiting for you to do.
All right, guys. Old coach is going to leave you with a coaching point. What I want you to do until the next time we meet is take 15 minutes daily in prayer and ask the Lord to give you the courage